everyone. Now for today's module, I'm including video clips for a corporate party. Now I think these clips are important because many events these days are for less formal occasions where the audience want to have fun, enjoy themselves and celebrate. Now I wanted to include these clips for your reference as well. So you basically now have clips for all types of events and for all kinds of audiences. Even though the camera position for these clips doesn't move much, you can still easily analyze the different techniques I've taught you in EFC. And as I've mentioned before, to be an MC that gets booked continually, you need to do what comes naturally to you, depending on the quadrant you gravitate toward in the core training section under the MC analysis tool. That way, what you do will come from your heart and you will easily connect with your audience. So keeping this in mind, let's look at the clips. Now, they're all from the same event, so you'll be able to see the build in the audience, the flow of the night, and the energy level changes. The first clip is the opening for the company party, and because it's the beginning of the night, I like to involve the whole audience. So let's take a look at clip number one. I am going to be your host for tonight. Hi, everybody! My name is Donna Daniels. Do you guys know which country I originally come from? Malaysia! Malaysia Pulau! I give you a clue. You guys, how do you know I come from Australia? Because I look like a kangaroo. I love that. Very naughty, you guys. Naughty. Correct. Originally from down under Australia. But tonight I'm going to be in Malaysia, celebrating, relaxing with you guys. Rule number one tonight, because we have three rules. Rule number you must relax. Let me see you relax. Oh, you guys are good. Rule number two, you must let your hair down. Oh, hang on, I think I changed that rule. One or two of you don't have enough hair to let down. Okay. Rule number two, also relax. Rule number three, you must okay, in that case, put your hand on your heart. Sir, I said your heart, not her heart. Okay. Look to the person next to you, give them a big, warm DHL smile. Oh, that's beautiful, that's beautiful. Back of the room, you can do better. Back of the room, you can smile more. Okay, everyone, put your right hand in front of you like this. Right hand up like this. Everybody? Very good. Make a U with your thumb and your first finger. A U. Now turn it like this, clockwise. Clockwise. Good, very good. Now, we want you to give a bigger, better smile. So turn to the person next to you and twist their nose. Naughty, huh? Now, yes. Now we're playing. Okay, tonight there's going to be lots of exciting things to celebrate. We've got all kinds of fabulous things coming up. But first of all, we need to let you know that apart from the lucky draw, we've got fabulous table prizes to give away. So let's give the organizing committee a big round of applause.
There's only two table prizes. So the even better news is everybody got chance to win. Every table got chance. So first of all, every table you must pick one table leader. One table leader. Okay, very good, very good. Excellent, excellent. But wait. No, no. DHL, you are one united family. You cannot subordinate just one person. Cannot. I know, DHL, you're very fair. So what we're going to do is pick a table leader very fairly. Everyone has got a table napkin, right? Yes. So just one person on every table, hold up a napkin. I'm going to play music. When the music starts, you're going to pass one napkin. Pass around the table. Pass around the table. Keep passing, passing, passing until the music stops. When the music stops, the person holding the table napkin is your chosen table leader. Good? Okay, DHL, one person at every table, hold up the napkin. Hold up the napkin, wave the napkin, hold it up. You must have a table leader. Now, I'm not going to look, but the music will play. But when it stops, whoever is holding must be the table leader. Hold the napkins. Are you ready? On your mark. Get set. Go. Yes. Pass the napkin. Pass the napkin.
You step in.
Subbo from your table to come up to play the game. Don't send anyone up yet. We've got time for them to come up. But this is the first role you have to do. Tonight, we have got, because you guys, not only are you the leaders in the industry, you guys are winners. So we have winner tickets. They look like this. Winner tickets look like this. We are going to play a magic song. Why is it magic? Because every time the music plays, the first tables to unite together, be the leaders in the industry tonight. Stand up, get the whole table to stand up, wave the napkins in the air, get the attention of my beautiful, gorgeous dream girls. They're going to run out, give you winner tickets. Collect, collect, table leaders collect. The top two tables at the end of the night with the most number of winner tickets, you are the table winners! Now remember, the whole table must be united, waving their napkins. This is the magic song. Listen. Just practice. But the magic could happen anytime. Here come the dream girls. Here come the girls. Come on, get their attention. Game over. Everyone can relax. Sit down. What's rule number one tonight? Rule number one. Relax, laugh. Rule number two. Rule number three. Okay. Who said play? Excellent. So tonight, if you really play hard, you will be rewarded. You see, they're still getting the attention of my girls. Good job.
Clip number two is what I call a warm-up game. You want the audience to relax and give you the reins for the night, so these games are very important for setting the right mood for a party. Now, the type of warm-up game I play varies greatly because I always try to put in games that reinforce the theme, so these games will vary according to the themes. However, what's most important is you want to relate to the whole audience. So customize the warm-up game to suit everyone. So now let's take a look at clip number two.
If it says this, you're a star. If it says this, you're a star. Come on up on stage. Come on up on stage because you are going to exchange that beautiful star for a winner ticket. Yes, you're a star. Winner for you. Congratulations. Winner ticket. Star. 30 seconds. Yes, darling. You're a star. Everyone's got the winner ticket. Winner. 20. Thank you. 19. 50. Thank you. 40. 1. Okay, any more? Last few. We'll let them get their winner's tickets. Good job. Very good. This time, I am giving away winner tickets. 30 seconds only. 30 seconds only. Winner tickets to any man. Any man wearing long sleeve shirt. Long sleeve shirt. Okay, time. up, time's up. Okay. This time, any man, no more, time's up. Any man, water. Any, okay, water, little bit water, sick it. Water, little bit, sick it. Okay. Very good, give it two, very good. Okay, sick it. Okay, sick it. Not really. Oh, yes, okay, two for you, darling, two. Five, four, three, two, one. Time's up, okay? Girls, any girl, okay, very slow. We give everybody one. That's it. Last one. Okay, let me see. Last one for the girls. Any girl. I'm going to give this one. Any girl wearing Tudor. Very good. Beautiful girl. You need three winner tickets. Beautiful girl. Might I recommend a little bit of laser hair treatment, darling? Laser hair removal treatment. Last one. This time, man. Okay, I had already wearing long sleeve shirt. This time, man, not wearing shirt. That's a t-shirt. That's a jumper. Okay, it's an emperor costume. Okay. Ten. Five. Anyone? Oh, okay. To the bravest man, come up not wearing any shirt. Trousers. Forget it. Cannot. Give them all a big hand. Well done, guys. Well done, girls.
Clip number three is an action games segment where I like to have one-on-one interaction with the audience on stage as opposed to whole audience involvement. So this doesn't involve the full audience, but I still like to encourage as many people on stage as I can. Now, I really look forward to these one-on-one interaction segments as it gives me a chance to play with the audience and my true personality comes out. So let's look at clip number three.
Give you more chance. This time, skill is involved. Skill. I'm going to give away winner tickets to the first person who can run up onto the stage to answer the question. Wait, darling. Wait. Okay, give him five winner tickets. because he wants to play. Good job. Okay, but this time no more. Okay, last one. Five for her as well. Last one, because you two both know rule number one, relax. Rule number two, relax. Rule number three, play! Okay, this time I'm going to ask questions, but you cannot come up unless you have the right answer, because I'm going to give you a chance to win a ticket and even double up for your table. Now, I know DHL is the leaders in the industry, and you guys deliver all around the world, worldwide. What I'm going to do is play the national anthem of a country. If you can recognize the country, first one to run up onto the stage, touch me. Okay, wait. I better clarify which body part you can touch, huh? Some naughty ones over here. Touch my shoulder, okay? Anything below the shoulder, red card. Yeah, correct, right? Now, if you recognize the country from the national anthem, you get double winner tickets. If you cannot recognize the anthem, we will show the flag on the video screen. Then first one to come up. But to be fair, because everyone at the back, you have a lot further to run, only the back two rows get a chance to answer the first question. Fair, right? Very fair. Back two rows. Listen to the country anthem. First one to run on stage, tell me what country. Lie. Here's the flag. From the back, only from the back. Only from the back. Quickly, touch me. Okay, never mind. You come here, darling, as well. Because he ran all the way from the back. Hi! Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Louis.
Louis! Give Louis a warm welcome! Thank you, darling. Now, reconfirm you're from which table? Right at the back? Oh, look at that! Give him a big hand. He's genuine. He's from the back of the room. Okay, Louis, which national anthem and flag is it? Which country?
China.
Louis, you are absolutely correct. Give him a big hand. Ticket for coming up, you get a double winner ticket for dancing, and I give you one extra winner ticket for being extremely cute. Three winner tickets. Hello, darling. Which table are you from? Same table. You ran all the way as well, so I have to make sure that you get rewarded because you want to play. What's your name?
Long.
Hang on, let me check. Is it very long? Okay, I tell you what, Long, I'm going to give you, come in the center, darling, a chance to get three winner tickets as well. Already he gets one for running up, one winner ticket. Two winner tickets for having a name like Long. And I give you a question. You get the question right, I give you three winner tickets. Who is the singer of this song? Long Bang, Long Long. But yeah, don't you? horns of toe. Tommy, I think, see you now. Okay? Is it a long one? Or a short one? Could be fat one. Maybe thin one. Okay. Who's the singer of this song?
I don't know.
Which one? Who is it? Yes, he can help. You're at the same table. Okay.
Yip Lai Yi.
Yip Lai Yi. Francis Yip, you are absolutely wrong. Lom, she was the original singer. Tonight, I am the singer of the song. It is. Okay, middle two tables from the back. Second, not the last table, not the second last row. The next, the middle rows, the middle rows. Okay, national anthem. Which country? This one. Come, darling. Don't shy. Come. You play, you want to play, you will get rewarded tonight. White jacket. Lie. Come. White jacket, come. You were first. Hello, darling. Hi. Line up. One straight row. Line up. Hello. Yes. Thank you. What's your name?
Herman.
Give love to Herman. Okay, Herman. Which country does that national anthem and flag belong to?
India.
India! Okay. Hello, darling. What's your name? Lena. Give love to Lena. Hello, darling. What's your name?
Rita.
Rita wants some love. What's your name?
Vasu.
Vasu. Are you Indian?
Yes.
Give love to Vasu. No wonder. Okay, Vasu, just as a matter of interest, darling, what is your job in DHL?
CMF and Tariff team leader beyond the CMF and Tariff box.
Okay, can you translate that to English for me, darling? Okay, you're what? Are you okay? Let me check. Do you do anything with IT, internet, computers?
Computer we are using. Without IT, internet we cannot work.
Okay. I knew it. India, number one in the world for IT, India. You know why they are so good? They were first to come up with the .com. You look like you know how to dance Indian style with the coconut tree. Okay, good. Now you, because you're tall, you're going to be be a coconut tree. Hello, darling. What's your name?
Jagesh.
Jagesh, give Jagesh some love as well. Welcome. Hi, darling. What's your name?
Shafi.
Shafi, give Shafi some love as well. You are going to be the coconut tree. Girls, you must dance around the coconut tree. Boys, you must chase the girls around the coconut tree. Music! Bollywood music!
Chori hum gori se pyar karenge chupke chupke dil ki baatein
chase
karenge chori chori hum gori se
support
support chupke chupke dil ki baatein pyar karenge aane wali kab aayegi koi te pata dhoond rahe hai jaane kab se.
You're all gonna get dizzy, right? Running around the coconut tree. Okay, the coconut tree. Okay, what kind of a coconut tree are you, darling?
Coconut is always sweet.
Yeah. Where are your coconuts?
In the fourth clip, I'm doing a best dressed segment, so you'll get to see how I try to bring out the best in the contestants and motivate them to showcase their costumes. So here's clip number four.
As I mentioned earlier, you guys look magnificent tonight. Give yourselves a big round of applause. Fantastic. Best dressed are in my hand. If I call your name, congratulations, come up onto the stage. You are vying for a very special prize, best dressed. First of all, shortlisted for the male from Spain, Harry Tafferan. Best dressed from Thailand, Johari. You come here by car.
Come on, car.
50 baht.
Taka vita.
Okay. Thank you, darling, over there. Shortlisted from Spain again, is it? Spanish? Alex Tarr. Competition, darling. Wow. Great as well. And our last shortlisted male from Internal Control, India, Chris. Okay, that does it for the guys. Shortlisted for the beautiful girls. From admin, Gang Seyen, Egypt. Leo Patra. Welcome, darling. Queen of the Nile. Beautiful. I love this outfit. I'm going to steal it after the show finishes. Traditional Malaysian costume from RTR, Nufara Wahida. Thank you. Nice, beautiful. Kieran Cole. This is a first for me, you know. Best dressed in all the shows I've done, I've never had a Mongolian. First one. So this is something special, darling. You look gorgeous as well. Lovely. Last shortlisted lady from AR department, dressed as an Arab, Yuki. Oh, belly dancer, Yuki. Jingle your jangles. Okay, over here we go. Now, because you are best dressed, don't worry, no need to take anything off. This one, we must let them present their costume. We'll do our best to give you the best music that we can. Anything you want to tell us about your costume, darling? Anything special?
This is from Spain. This is Matador, which is Spain, like traditional for bullfighting, yes.
Bullfighting costume. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you just 1 minute. Come to the center of the stage. Demonstrate your costume. Any way you want, darling. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, M1, contestant number one, Hari Tafaroz, bullfighter. I'm tired. Oh, tell me about your costume. Be careful, don't poke my eyes out.
Okay, actually, this is a Thai royal costume.
Royalty?
Yes.
So, royal costume from Thailand. Ladies and gentlemen, M2 Johari! Cannot take it off. This is best dressed. Best dressed cannot take off. Give him a big hand. Beautiful costume, darling. Hello, sweetie. Matador again. Is this traditional Spanish?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Okay, you got a hard act to follow, darling.
And in the fifth and last clip, I'm doing the grand lucky draw. Now, in this clip, the draw was actually done manually. However, on some events, the draw may be computerized. If the draw is computerized, then it may not be possible to hype up the crowd, as the winners' names and numbers will usually already be projected up on the video screen before you even announce them. but you can still hype up the prizes before you let them roll the computer numbers. Now, a hot tip here. Again, I'm repeating this for you. No matter how small a prize may be, it is still your job to make the prizes look special to the audience. I know of an MC who gave away a $10 voucher and mentioned that it was a lousy prize. Now, not only did the committee feel humiliated, but they also looked cheap in the eyes of the audience. If a prize is really small, I will always say to the winner, "How lucky you are! Out of X number of people here tonight, you are one of the lucky ones. You're a winner." And then the committee feels happy, encouraged, and appreciated because of their efforts. And the winner of the prize also feels they're lucky. They're a winner out of everybody there. So let's take a look at clip number 5.
These prizes are astonishing. Fourth prize, an iPad Air, 16 gigabyte Wi-Fi. Okay. One. Balik. 1, 3, 3, 3, 4, 2, 6, 6. Nuru Ashikin Binti Muhammad.
Okay.
Japanese girl win Korean form. Ajinomoto. Toyota. Mitsubishi. Okay, first prize. Dig deep, dig deep. Oh, oh! Okay. Just checking. He's throwing them all away. Last one. You are winning an iPhone 5S, 16 gigabyte. Instruction manual. Okay, Ross, let's dig deep. Stand up. Everyone with 1, 3, 3, 3, 5. Stand up. Okay, you're up for the iPhone 5S. The next number after 5 is 2. Who's still remaining standing? Still remaining standing. Okay. The next number, 7. Ooh, I don't see anyone standing. 1, 3, 3, 3, 5, 2, 7, 8, and pay Liz. Now, the key points for this module. Key point number 1, with less formal events, guests want to have good, clean fun. Key point number 2, where possible, warm-up games should involve the whole audience. Key point number 3, if your audience can easily relate to you, you won't have any difficulty getting them to come on stage to play games one-on-one with you. Key point number 4, audiences love best dressed segments at parties. So always boost the contestants. Don't pull them down by trying to get an easy laugh unless you're really sure that they will respond well to it. And key point number 5, keep lucky draw segments tight. Move them quickly, except for the final few prizes. And the audience should be made to feel how special they are with prizes and how much effort the committee went to for them. Now, action steps for this module. Action step number 1, study the clips until you understand the techniques and strategies. Action step number 2, start applying what you've learned immediately into your events. Action step number 3, be fearless with trying new things. And action step number 4, build on your own natural character, so you can connect with your audience from your heart. As always, guys, you know this is how you're going to build your business, make more money, and live your dreams. So do your best, everyone, and take care.